More now on the economy, kind of, because the entertainment industry is a big part of the economy. A new reality-based TV show from Fox is getting a lot of attention. It's called The Simple Life. Last night, millions of people tuned in to watch its debut. The show takes a young hotel heiress and staple of gossip columns, Paris Hilton, and the daughter of singer Lionel Richie, Nicole Richie, and places them on an Arkansas farm where they spend more than a month with a family of seven people.
Everyone thinks Nicole and I are these two girls who've never worked a day in their life and that we can't do anything. And we're doing this to prove everyone wrong and show we can do anything.
I know, we totally can do this. We're going to rock. It's going to be amazing.
The Simple Life might have been just another blip on the nation's consciousness. Had a recent videotape not surfaced, it features Paris Hilton and a former boyfriend in a very racy situation. Joining us now with a review of this TV show is Los Angeles Times TV critic Corina Chicano. Corina, welcome to Day to Day. Tell me, what do you think of The Simple Life?
I think it's a pretty surprising show. These girls are taken out of their normal daily context and put into a situation that is foreign to most Americans, I would think. I mean, it's a pretty extreme situation. And then they're pretty game about participating in it. Well, as game as you could expect them to be.
They do come off sounding, every now and then, a little dumb about things that are fairly normal in many people's lives.
What's the place in that symbol in the whale?
What?
There's a whale.
A real whale?
Yes, a real whale.
What are whales for?
To get water.
This is Paris Hilton asking Mrs. Letting, the mother of this family, what is a well for?
But the well happens to be in the middle of the floor of the bedroom in which they're staying, which is actually a porch. So, I mean, I think it's probably a strange situation, or it would be a strange situation for anybody. But it's true that I think Paris Hilton has admitted later that she did play up her ignorance about these things for the sake of the fun of the show. But, you know, why should she? Anyway, why should she know what a well is for? You can imagine she'd probably never seen one in her life.
Right. She would most frequently encounter water in an Evian bottle or something like that.
Right. Her gold-plated faucet.
Here's another clip.
What are those?
Chickens. Y'all are going to help me dress them. They're fryers.
What?
I'm not plucking anything except my eyebrows.
I'm not plucking anything except my eyebrows. How much of this show's popularity is based on the fact that Paris Hilton has become a notorious pop cult figure over the last month with this video that's been on the internet of her in compromising circumstances with a boyfriend?
Well, I think she's been in the tabloids and she's been in the public eye and she's been seeking that sort of attention for long enough. I mean, there's a song, one of the songs that's featured on the show was written by a band that's about her. So, you know, she's someone who's known.
All the reality shows that are on TV, where do you rank this one? Is this going to change television? Is it going to make things different at all?
It's a completely contrived context like all the other ones, but it doesn't change the fact that, you know, Hilton and Richie are who they are and the Letting family are who they are. And when they're thrown together, you see some pretty interesting things about life in America and how differently people live and also their beliefs come out and their value systems come out. And it's a pretty fascinating thing to see, even if they are sort of working in it and exaggerating their ignorance for the camera or whatever they're doing.
Corina Chicano, TV critic for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.